Hidden dangers in the home. Who knew? Mold can make you allergic to things you have eaten your whole life. Jessica Dale. In 2011, we moved back to South Dakota from Arizona. We loaded all our belongings into a U-Haul truck packed to the gills. On the way through Albuquerque, we hit a record low temperatures in the middle of the night where we experienced one of the coldest rest stop breaks in the history of rest stop breaks. We came into South Dakota from Wyoming, through the Black Hills and into Deadwood. My Uncle Fred put us up in Deadwood for a couple of days while we looked for housing. When we finally found a small house in Spearfish we could afford, we signed a lease and moved in. I had a small contract maintaining direct farm marketing software for the University of Arizona. I set up my desk and got to work as we settled in. Then, after a few days, I found it difficult to concentrate and focus on my software work. The wood-burning stove smelled funny. The heater vents were covered in a thick layer of very fine ash, dander, pollen, and dust. Every time anyone took a step on the carpet, a plume of dust sparkled when the sun came through the window just right. We must have vacuumed the carpet 10 times, but the plumes just kept rising. We got permission from the landlady to remove the carpet. The pad was turning into dust in real time. Fortunately, there were hardwood floors under some of the carpets. The area I was working in, however, was particle board rife with black mold. The exhaust pipe from the wood burner was leaking water down under the carpet and into the floor under my desk. The infiltration was long-standing as dark black patches of actively growing mold spread down the wall from the chimney and throughout the floor of the room. When we got to the area I had set up for work, we noticed a 4-foot by 4-foot patch of black mold under the carpet. Jessica jumped in and started cleaning the heater ducting with a low-quality respirator, and after a few days developed severe digestive problems. In the bathroom, the floor was ominously soft. When inspecting closely, mildew was in the boards under the commode, which seemed to be perpetually damp and cold. The commode was sinking into the floor. We cleaned out the wood-burning stove to find multiple dead birds among the ashes. When we asked our landlady to let us out of the lease, she refused. We got a referral to a local attorney who took our case pro bono, wrote a nasty gram to the landlady, after which she released us from our lease and refunded our deposit. This house will forever be known in our family lore as the Mold House. For our homeschool, unfortunately, it was a vivid lesson about some hidden dangers in the home. Unfortunately, our mold exposure affected my wife the worst. She was at ground zero of the cleaning efforts while I was trying to work. The stress of moving to South Dakota from Arizona without a place to live and trying to find a place quickly was already taxing her immune system. Almost right away, after moving into the house, she had major digestive issues, including loud digestive noises, cramping, and diarrhea. An allergy test in Rapid City indicated she was allergic to most of what she was tested for and things that she had eaten her whole life without noticeable problems. The allergist wrote on her report that it could take 5 years for her histamine levels to return to normal after mold exposure broke the dam of her immune system. After years of strict diet restrictions recommended by her allergist, Jess slowly reintroduced foods into her diet and returned somewhat to her previous eating habits. Interestingly, pregnancy with our third child fortified her digestive and immune systems, but after the birth, 2.5 years after the mold house, Jess's dietary problems rebounded and her gut health problems relapsed with a vengeance. Sadly, she had to quit breastfeeding early because she was so thin and not getting the nutrients she needed with her digestive issues, and the added stress of trying to breastfeed. One evening, eyes sunken and belly looking like she was pregnant again, I insisted that she go to the emergency room. After getting there and checking her over, she was diagnosed with celiac disease. She fainted after a trip to the bathroom while she was at the hospital, and the nurses and doctor on call gave her an IV for hydration. Once again, she had to restrict her diet and build her immune system and gut health. She swears drinking the homemade bone broth just a few times played a crucial role in her recovery. It would be another 7 years before Jess's digestion and immune systems would return close to normal resembling what they were before we made the trip to South Dakota and ended up in that mold house. Unfortunately, my remote software contract never worked out, and my software business has really struggled ever since moving to Spearfish. Our family will never be the same, and it was devastating for our homeschool to lose the income. But through the years, we found ways to survive and grind forward. The city inspector came by and took a good look at the house. He determined that there was raw sewage that had infiltrated underneath the home and was underneath the house in the crawl space. We assumed that it had come up from the toilet and that that's what had rotted out the bathroom floor in the mold house. Interestingly, many other residents in that same area had similar issues. The city tried to run out the statute of limitations, forcing these residents to sue the city of Spearfish in order to become made whole after raw sewage was infiltrating into their basements. Unfortunately, the city planners did not have large enough capacity in the sewer system when they built a big new subdivision up the hill. So literally, all of that was rolling downhill into Spearfish and coming up through the bathrooms of several residents in the Spearfish area. We believe that infiltration probably was what caused the issues in this house, at least in part.